And welcome to the Untold History Channel. My name is Ron Partain. It is October 31st. Many people refer to this day as Halloween. Not really a fan of that term. I'm going to upload a short 20-minute video kind of going over the history of Halloween. It's done by the gentleman who operates the YouTube channel Truth Unedited. He's Christian. I believe he's Christian, and he comes at Christianity from a little bit. It's definitely a different perspective than what I come at it from. But you know, regardless of whether he's a futurist and you know, just some of the things that we have, that some of the belief systems that we have that aren't congruent, does not mean that he doesn't do a good job in describing some of the pagan holidays and how they have been brought over into Christianity and just in the world in general. So that said, I'm gonna upload this video, include the video of his, and I'm also going to link to it in the chat so that if you want to go follow him on YouTube, I strongly encourage that. I'm not a fan of Halloween at all. This is an extraordinarily dark day, and yeah, I'm just not a fan of Halloween. I know a lot of people like to say, oh well, it's, you know, it's innocent good, it's just good innocent fun. And yeah, I'm a hard sell on that. So, I encourage you to spend 20 minutes and watch this and see if you come up with the same conclusion that I have. So, I don't mean to be Debbie Downer, not at all, actually. I just not a fan of worshiping things or engaging in rituals that honor dark evil forces, and Halloween is one of those. So anyway, that said, here you go. Let me know what you think about this in the comment section. I am very eager to hear what y'all have to say. So here you go.
When looking at the world today, it's very obvious to understand why the Father commanded us not to be of this world. When we look at many of the practices, holidays, and rituals that we participate in, the reasons we should not be of this world become so clear. A majority of the holidays and customs that are celebrated in the world today have pagan and occult roots. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 11 says, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them." And this is why I'm making this video. Over time, we have accepted pagan and occult practices that have been marketed to us as being fun and harmless, but that is so far from the actual truth. The celebration of Halloween is something that truly emphasizes this point. The reason is because the history of these things is not properly taught to us. We are only taught about the fun things, like wearing costumes and going around and getting candy from the neighborhood, but we never have been taught where all these things come from. We tend to just accept it as being harmless fun. But in actuality, the truth is, if we are ever taught the truth about these things, it's a fact that a majority of society will not partake in them, even those that don't believe in Elohim. There has always been an agenda to blur the lines between good and evil. Also, an agenda to initiate the world into the occult and to accept the things of Lucifer. After you understand more about Halloween, you will clearly see that this agenda is truly in the end stages. Let's begin. Before we get into the history, let's talk about what Elohim says about this subject. At 3 John chapter 1, verse 11, it says, "Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. He who does good is of Elohim, but he who does evil has not seen Elohim." Romans chapter 12, verse 9 says, "Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good." And lastly, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21 and 22 say, "Test all things, hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil." So this probably isn't a newsflash to you, but Elohim hates evil. But maybe what you may not understand is that he wants you to hate evil as well and have no fellowship with it. So what now needs to be proven is why Halloween is evil. Because many people think that if they just don't do the demons and the goblins, but have nice harmless costumes, that they aren't doing anything wrong. Or maybe if they do a trick-or-treat even at their church, then it's all good. Now that you understand through scripture that the Father wants us to abstain from and abhor every form of evil and not imitate it, let me show you what Halloween is. While Halloween masquerades as harmless, childish fun, it's serious business in the occult world. Witchcraft, Wicca, Satanism, and paganism believe on the night of Halloween, devils and spirits are unleashed. They perform their most hideous and potent rituals on the night of Halloween. Halloween glorifies death and worship to Baal or the devil. Now, we can go back deep into paganism with Nimrod and Semiramis to find its pagan roots, but much of what is done in Halloween comes from the ancient Druids. Halloween began over 2,000 years ago in the 2nd or 3rd BC among the Celtics and their pagan priests called the Druids. The Druids are thought to be by many history's king of the occult. Witchcraft, Satanism, paganism, and virtually all facets of the occult acquire instruction from the Druids. Halloween can be traced directly back to Samhain, the ancient Celtic harvest festival honoring the Lord of the Dead, also known as the Lord of Darkness, aka Lucifer. Druids were devil worshippers. The Druids recognized summer and winter seasons. They celebrated two special nights of the year, Beltane and Samhain. Beltane took place on May 1st and marked the birth of summer. Samhain occurred on November 1st. It signified the death of summer. Samhain means summer's end. Just Google Samhain, summer's end, and you will see the date each year. Now, the word doesn't look how it's pronounced. Samhain is a night celebrating death and hell. It was the Druids' most important ritual. It was a terrifying night of human sacrifices, and it was the original Halloween. So Halloween and Samhain are the same thing. But let's keep going. The Druids' New Year started on November 1st, so obviously their New Year's Eve is October 31st. The Druids believed that on this night, all of the people who died in the past year would rise up and search for the passageway to the netherworld. On this night, the passageway or veil between both worlds was its thinnest. Their lord, Samhain, would roam the earth in search of these souls to capture them and take them to the world of darkness. To this day, some people put lights in the windows to help the dead find their way and keep Lord Samhain away from taking them. The World Book Encyclopedia states, "The Celts believed that the dead could walk among the living at this time. The living could visit with the dead." This ancient belief was even paired with the ability of some people to communicate with these spirits of the dead. And at Samhain, this was something to be embraced, even celebrated. They felt they surely could find some way to capitalize with communicating to these spirits, like gathering occult power or the spirits giving them knowledge, etc. So this is where Halloween and its customs started, with the Celtics and their pagan devil-worshipping priest, the Druids. So as we move more into history, we go to the beginning of the 7th century, where we see Pope Gregory I. The Roman Catholic Church was moving along with their world domination in the name of God. And they were now seeking a mass conversion of Britain and Ireland, where, of course, the Celtics are from. In order to assist the conversion, instead of doing away with the native people's customs and beliefs, the Pope adopted them. They didn't do away with Samhain. They adopted it, but changed the name. Samhain, to the Roman Catholic Church, was now All Saints' Day. In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III is said to have moved the date of All Saints' Day from May 13th to November 1st, again the same day as Samhain. He did this when he dedicated a chapel in St. Peter's in honor of All Saints. All Saints' Day, also called All Hallows' Day, Hallow Mass, or Feast of All Saints in the Catholic Church, is a day commemorating all the saints of the Church, both known and unknown, who have attained heaven. This is a day of celebration and prayer to the dead saints. This is not biblical in the slightest. In Latin America, this time is also known as the Day of the Dead, again with people praying to the dead. So October 31st, the night before All Saints Day, also known as All Hallows Day, is the time of the most intense activity, both human and supernatural. They believe it allows the souls of the dead to come back to earth and walk among the living on this day. This is the eve of All Hallows Day. Let me break it down. The day before All Hallows Day, October 31st, was recognized as All Hallows Eve. Remember, All Saints Day is also known as All Hallows Day. Hallow replacing saints. Hallow as a verb is to honor as holy, but as a noun it means saint. E'en is a contraction of eve or evening before. This is where we get Halloween. Hallow plus e'en. The eve of All Hallows Day. This is the day where people worship the dead. Halloween is a lot like Christmas. The Roman Catholic Church adopted it to appease their converts and try to place a holy name and cause around a pagan, devil-worshipping tradition. Now that you know where Halloween comes from, let's talk about the customs and practices that are associated with Halloween. Going back to the Druids, because again, this tradition comes from them, the Druids performed horrifying human sacrifices and other vile rituals during Samhain. Let there be no doubt, Samhain night was a terrifying covenant with death and with hell. The Druids believed during Samhain the mystical veil separating the dead from the living opened. The Druids taught that these Roman spirits loosed on Samhain went searching for a body to possess. Druid priests led the people to diabolical worship ceremonies in which horses, cats, black sheep, oxen, human beings, and other offerings were rounded up, stuffed into wicker cages, and burned to death. This was done to appease Lord Samhain and keep spirits from harming them. Again, Halloween has always been a celebration of death. This is also where the origin of bonfires come from. The word bonfire actually comes from bone fire, which was all that was left after the sacrificial ceremonies were ended. To obtain offerings for these bonfires, Druid priests would go from home to home asking for animals and humans. Those who gave were promised prosperity in the coming year, and those who did not were cursed and threatened. Trick-or-treating. Some people thought they could exorcise these spirits from their presence, meaning cast them out, or free themselves from any evil sway one of them might bring. It was believed that all of the wandering spirits would get hungry. By setting out food for these spirits, even providing shelter of some kind for them, you could appease them. If the living didn't provide enough food or treats for these spirits, the spirits could easily reciprocate or trick the living in many ways. Many feared the terrible things which may happen to them if they didn't honor the holiday and the spiritual manifestations throughout, so they left out food and treats for the spirits. This is where we see the beginning of trick or treat. It's the demons saying to you, give me something or else I will torment you. Halloween costumes. The very people who went out looking to burn animals and humans to death feared the spirits they thought to be so powerful on this night. They believed they could escape the wrath of evil spirits by wearing ghostly or ghoulish costumes themselves. They thought that by disguising themselves to look like evil spirits, the wandering spirits of the earth might mistake them for one of their own and leave them alone. This is why people dressed up in costumes for Halloween in the past. They were hiding from the spirits and demons which were roaming the earth. Jack-o'-lanterns. The original jack-o'-lantern was not a pumpkin or turnip, but a severed human head. The Druids reverenced the severed human head. They proudly decorated their houses and temples with bloodied severed heads. The Druids believed the head housed the soul. It is believed that faces, rather than other images or symbols, were originally carved onto the pumpkin because they gave the jack-o'-lantern the look of a head. The Celts of ancient times believed that the head was the most sacred part of the human body, for it housed a person's immortal soul. When people make jack-o'-lanterns, they are representing human severed heads. You see, there are so many customs that have to do with Halloween that are completely evil. But based on these three I mentioned, You should get the point. When you give out candy to the trick-or-treaters, or even allow your kids to be trick-or-treaters, you are participating in druid practices. When you or your kids dress up in Halloween costumes, you are participating in a satanic festival. When you carve jack-o'-lanterns and pumpkins, you are imitating a severed head. Understand, this is all about spirits and demons, and whether you know it or not, you are participating in customs that have to do with the occult and Satanism. You may not be engaging in witchcraft per se, but you are absolutely contributing to the wicked spiritual energy that exists. And if we go back to the beginning, when I referenced the scriptures, Elohim wants us to hate evil and abstain from every form of it. But let me just add a few more points to drive this home. On the Church of Satan website, Satanic High Priestess Blanche Barton praises Halloween by saying, "It, Halloween, gives the most mundane people the opportunity to taste wickedness for one night. They have a chance to dance with the devil. I see Satanists all over the world meeting in small groups this night and Halloweenans 500 years hence to raise a glass to the infernal host." In her book, Like Lambs to the Slaughter, former occultist Johanna Michelson reveals Halloween is also a prime recruiting season for Satanists. Like I said when I started this, one agenda of the world is to blur the lines between good and evil. Another agenda is to initiate the world into the occult and to accept the things of Lucifer. The majority take part in these things like they are fun activities where people get to dress up and kids get to get candy. But this is all about spirits and demons roaming the earth and the celebration of the dead the next day. And the more places that celebrate it, the more wicked spiritual energy that is being transmitted amongst the world. Halloween openly promotes death, devils, witches, and flagrant appearances of evil. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 36 says, "But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death." Participating in a day that celebrates death and the dead is hypocritical of one that says they love the Father. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 20 through 22 says, "Rather, that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to Elohim. And I do not want you to have fellowship with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Adon and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Adon's table and of the table of demons. Or do we provoke the Adon to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? I know you do not mean to provoke the Father to jealousy. It's just deception that we've been born into. Things we've grown up accepting without knowing what we were doing. But this is why he tells us not to be of this world. Because if we would follow that instruction, it will cut out a majority of the deception that we get ourselves caught up in. In the last scripture I just gave, it says he does not want us to have fellowship with demons. You can't drink the cup of Elohim and the cup of demons. You can't sit at the Father's table and the table of demons. Many people privately ask me questions, and one of them is if it's okay for their kids to participate in the Halloween celebrations at their church, because their church softens up the day and makes it about the Messiah. They don't allow the demon costumes and allow a safe place for their kids to participate without getting in with all the evil. I don't like making bold statements telling people what to do, because everybody's life is different. But let me say this boldly. Not only is it not right for you to allow your child to participate in their event, but you should not be in that church. You may take that as extremely bold, but let me explain why I said that. Go back through all that information I just went through on the wickedness of this day. Now, your pastor and leaders don't need to know all of that history. What they should know is very simple doctrine that I keep repeating. Not to be of this world. Do not be a friend of this world. I say this scripture often in my videos, but it's always worth repeating. James chapter 4 verse 4 says, "Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with Elohim? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of Elohim." You see, if your pastor doesn't hold this understanding, then they can lead you to becoming an enemy of Elohim by allowing you to embrace this world, but just tweak the obvious devilish things. And if they're wrong about something that's so obviously evil, what else could they be leading you astray with? I'm not saying that it's intentional and that they are purposely doing this, but in the end, it doesn't matter. Your church should be protecting you from things like this and not teaching a form of conformity. Just by recognizing this day and participating in it, regardless of the few tweaks you do, you are giving glory to Satan and dishonor to Yahweh. You're trying to sit at the table of the Father and of demons. First, I understand what your church is trying to do, and if it were that simple, life would be much more simpler. But we need to stay away from all of this wickedness completely, acting like the day doesn't exist. And pastors that take the role of being shepherds of the Father's people should know this. And if they don't know this, why are they shepherding the sheep? Beware of churches that are bringing conformity like this. It is not harmless. They shouldn't be changing the name to Trunk or Treat or Hallowed Be Thy Name or whatever else they want to try to use, just to replace the name Halloween. If they know the day is so wicked that they need to change the name, then they know enough that they shouldn't have any involvement with it whatsoever. And if you're a pastor who has unknowingly participated in this, please humble yourself and correct this with your flock. Let me make this clear. I'm not judging you if you have participated in this in the past. It's deception, and we all have fell for different forms of deception in our lives. This is the goal of the devil, to deceive us. So I'm not going against you for your past. I'm trying to assist you with your future and your children's. Be happy that we have been afforded more time and our time has not run out on us. We have time to correct our mistakes and repent from them. This video was made to first inform you of the things that you might not have been aware of in hopes that it leads to repentance and correction. We all are not perfect, but we need to examine our lives and look at the things that we do and partake in. The Bible, the word of Elohim, gives us instruction, and if we place it as the authority and not the ways of this world, we will cut out the amount of deception we fall prey to. The devil preys on our ignorance and lack of knowledge. He preys on the fact that we do not read our Bibles and trust our pastors to steer us in the right direction. Let me end this with clear instruction. Stay away from Halloween. Do not allow your kids to celebrate it. Don't let them dress up in costumes. If it is a problem for them, keep them out of school on that day. Do not do any trick-or-treating. Keep the light off at your home and don't answer the door when people come knocking. No costumes for you adults either, no matter how small. And no Halloween parties, not even if all your friends are going or you have the best costume. Stay out of it. You need to literally act as if this day does not exist and continue to worship and communicate with the Father. If you feel weak about something, pray about it and give it to Him. I feel that this year, 2018, there's going to be a massive amount of wicked demonic energy generated. You do not want to be a part of it. By participating, you make yourself fair game to spirits and demons. Satanists and witches convene together and cast many spells on this night. This is not a day of fun, but of extreme witchcraft, and none of it is harmless. After watching this, I think you should definitely understand why. Don't lean on your own understandings and justifications. If you love Elohim, let His word have the last say. Don't play with evil. Okay, thanks again for watching. If this has blessed and informed you, please don't forget to like it and share it. If you know of family and friends that still participate in this, please send and share this video with them. Everyone should at least be informed. What they do with the information is up to them. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this channel. I upload every Friday. Don't forget to follow this ministry on Facebook and Instagram. As always, I want to thank everyone who donates and supports this ministry. You are truly a blessing to me, and your gifts are extremely humbling. Thank you so much for your support. I praise Yahweh for you. Okay, thanks again everyone for watching. I love you all.